Chapter 3. June 16th, Seattle. We're wheels up out of SeaTac just after 5 p.m., and just a 20-minute flight from home. The Puget Sound is large, blue, and beautiful out the left window. Enchanting. Ferries like the Kalitan, the Kittitas, and the Tacoma shuffle passengers and cars east and west between Seattle and Bainbridge Island, Edmonds and Kingston, Mukilteo and Clinton, while freighters run north and south as they come and go from the ports of Seattle and Tacoma. Islands dot the sound, both big and small, some with roads and busy cities, others with little more than private piers and rough airstrips. Island living. It sounds quiet and serene. Might be kind of nice, though I think I'd want to be somewhere more tropical, but without humidity or bugs, and no monkeys screeching all night and pooping on my deck. For that matter, no seagulls either. They can be just as messy. And no sharks. What's the point of living on the water if you can't go into the water? Actually, big perch is sounding pretty good right now.
Seriously, what's wrong?
Jimmy says, leaning forward in his seat, his hands clasped together on the table between us. When I don't answer, he continues.
You did good work today. You do good work every day. Bad guys go to jail for a long time, and victims' families get closure and justice.
There's no justice for what Quillen did, I say flatly.
Why? Because the death sentence is off the table? He's off the street for the rest of his life. There won't be any other victims, except for maybe Quillen himself if he crosses the wrong person in prison.
We can hope, I say, my eyes still on the sound. Jimmy just watches me. I've thought about it, you know.
Thought about what?
I look him straight in the eye. Quitting. He plays it cool, conversational, but I can tell he's upset.
What would you do?
I don't know, I say honestly, slowly.